Hi, Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. And what I want to talk about today, again on this week, we're trying to do some other subjects that I think are very important to discuss. You basically don't get the truth from watching the news, reading the news, listening to the news. Why are Americans way in debt, which they are, and still spending like they're not in debt on their credit cards, which they are? What are the reasons for it? Who's behind it? And why, when you watch these television business shows, does it seem that everything's rosy? Stock market keeps going up to record highs. Companies keep beating estimates on sales. Why are companies doing so well in sales? Why is inflation? Yesterday, inflation was about 4.3 or 4.8%. This is the biggest inflation number really since Joe Biden years, even breaking Donald Trump war years. It's getting worse and worse. Yeah, our economy is in big, big trouble, and people don't realize it. Or do they? Well, my contention, and I'll play a few clips here in a minute, but my contention is I think most people do realize it, that is stuck in this, what they call a K-shaped economy, where the rich do really well and the poor actually are taken care of by all the welfare programs. You know, inflation doesn't hurt the very poor that are on welfare who do not work as much as it hits the poor middle-class people who do work and really are not eligible for most of the subsidies that people who just simply don't work get. I know of people, the town that we have our paint plant in Virginia is a very poor town. And I would say the majority of the people living in that town is on food stamps and on all kinds of government assistance. And we even have people that I know of in that town that basically even lie on their taxes. They claim kids they don't really have. And you say, how do they do that? Well, they can do that by scamming the system. They have many people in their neighborhood that just simply do not even bother making out their taxes, yet they have four or five kids. They're in an underground economy. They don't even want the government to know they exist. So they never do their taxes. They just simply don't pay them. And they don't even file. So they might have four or five kids. And so those kids' Social Security numbers to people who do have to pay taxes or who know how to game the system is like gold. And I'll tell you why. You get so much. I forgot what it is right now. I don't have kids anymore to deduct off my taxes. But it used to be $3,500 to dependent. I think it's $5,000 now or something like that. Not important. But if you are somebody who is on government assistance, let's say you have a job and you get minimum wage or just above minimum wage, you don't pay taxes really in. You do pay a little bit of Medicare. You pay a little bit of Social Security tax, but very little. And you're going to get money back you never paid in. You might have only paid in $600, $700 total in taxes all year long. And if you can claim, and if you a child earn income credits on five kids that are not yours, and you put them on your 1040 and their Social Security numbers, that's all it takes. And then you can claim and you'll get, I think it's something like $3,000 a kid for earned income credit. That's money you'll get back. Five times 15,000. I'm not sure of the numbers. You can check all the numbers. I'm just getting to the general principle because that's not what this show's about. But you get $15,000 back even though you never paid it in. So the poor people, the really poor people who get their electricity paid for, yes. They get rent paid for, yes, called Section 8 housing. They get their food paid for, yes. They also are, some of them are drug dealers or living in an underground economy, so their wallet's always full. These people really game the system, and they don't really care about that economy. They don't care about credit card debt. They don't have any. And they don't care about how they're going to live because, like I said, they got everything paid for. And they actually, if they're smart enough, know how to do it and game the system, they're never going to get caught because the government don't really want to catch these people for various reasons. They don't want people put people in jail and take care of people who are already indigent and be happy to go to jail and get free meals and still keep their lifestyle going outside of jail the minute they're out in 18 months. So these people just game the system and they make money. The rich people, of course, they make money on inflation. I have already gone through that in this show. I'll do a really quick wrap up for new listeners. But rich people, really rich people, your billionaires and your multi-millionaires, they really, for the most part, do nothing to make anything for this economy. They make their money by investing their money in either commodities like coffee or lumber or gold, or they make their money in the stock market by investing in the stock market or on treasury bonds, which is very low interest compared to the rest lately. So they're in heavily into Wall Street. So therefore, Wall Street's doing really, really well. On the other thing is inflation to them doesn't matter because they have so much money. They don't pay any more money basically for food than any other, let's say, family of four. Maybe they buy more expensive food or eat out more, but they really, that is a very small percentage of their huge wealth. Where if you're an average middle class person, that's a large percentage of your wealth. So the middle of the road people, they're paying everything and they get no breaks. And they don't even, some of them don't even realize the game being played against them. I'm going to play a little clip right now before we get into the second part of the show to explain what is going to happen and why even middle class people are starting to realize they need to play a game that will game the system too. And I'll explain that after this brief comment that I got off YouTube.
Most Americans aren't broke because they're lazy. The truth, it goes way, way deeper than that. They're actually trapped in a system literally designed to make them spend nonstop. You're broke by design. We all think, if I just make more money, I'm good. But millions get raises and stay broke. Why? Lifestyle inflation. You get a raise, then boom, upgraded car, pricier apartment, and newer phone. Sure, the paycheck gets bigger, but so do the bills. Your actual financial situation barely budges. Think about it. One-click checkouts, delivery apps, auto renewals. The whole economy makes spending feel completely painless. Thanks to these little frictionless traps, you're probably losing hundreds every single month without even noticing. Then there's debt. Before your paycheck even hits your bank account, part of it belongs to someone else. Think skipping just one credit card payment is no big deal? That's a huge, huge mistake. In this explainer, we'll see how a single unpaid debt quietly triggers a timeline that wrecks your finances. Days 1 through 30, you get slapped with a $25 to $40 late fee and higher interest. Hit 30 days, and your credit score tanks. Suddenly, getting any future loan becomes insanely expensive. At 60 to 90 days, sky-high penalty APRs kick in. Your debt just starts growing like a weed. Past 120 days, hello, collections. Expect relentless, stressful phone calls and severe credit damage. The absolute worst-case scenario here, the bank actually sues you and legally garnishes your hard-earned wages. Literally, one missed payment can cost you years. That's why folks working full-time still feel totally suffocated. So don't confuse looking rich with being wealthy. A financed luxury car definitely isn't true wealth. Real wealth is freedom. Honestly, a lot of successful-looking people are secretly drowning, living paycheck to paycheck. Here's the harsh truth. If you never track where your money goes, you totally lose control of it. Your escape plan? Track every single dollar, set up minimal auto pays, and always call your bank early.
And that is the major theme if you go to most credit analysts to try to help you from going bankrupt and pay off bills and stuff. But they're missing the point. And what they're missing the point is the system is gamed against you anyway. Because let me explain that. And why I think some of the middle class people are going to start doing, the lower middle class, not the upper middle class yet, they're going to try to ride this thing out with a hope it's going to turn around. But the people that are working 40, 50, 60 hours a week, they're making decent money, but the money they make, because they're not making more than, let's say it's $15 or $20 an hour, which 10 years ago was a lot of money. It really was for a lower middle class family. Today, that won't even pay the bills, and they don't have help. They don't have the subsidies and the rent payments and the electric payments, and maybe some of them have food stamps, the ones working at Walmart. You know, half the people working at Walmart, I read in an article one time on food stamps, and Walmart helps them get them, and they spend the food stamp money in Walmart. So talking about a thing. But what they don't realize is our government is all about screwing you out of your money. There is this big wealth transfer game going on. When I come back after this brief Plain Truth timeout, I'll explain that trap that is being set up by our federal government to make sure that this wealth transfer completes all the way from the middle class to the rich class. I'll be right back. Hi, Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. These podcasts are the place to go to listen to what's going on. It's not just my viewpoint. I try to put up other viewpoints during the week. We have shows from Monday through Friday, 7:11 a.m., 7:11 p.m., and noontime. Most of the time, noontimes are my shows that I do, except Friday night, I do a Friday wrap-up at the 7:11 p.m. time. Saturdays, we have a Sabbath show in the morning at 7:11 a.m., and we have a 7:11 p.m. show, no noon show, and that p.m. show is usually an entertainment movie or an audio book or something like that, or an old TV show. And then Sunday at 7:11 a.m., the only show for the day, we do like a Sunday weekly wrap-up show. It's usually a YouTube show that's like maybe ABC Weekly News or Mark Halperin's Two-Way that describes what happened the week before. It's like a weekly summarize. So that's The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. Please visit us every day. So I'm going to tell you about this wealth transfer, and this has been going on from time immemorial. The middle class have a lot of money. Basically, they own a lot of property. They have a lot of equity. That equity, they can't really get to it, and that's another scam. And they have to pay high property taxes. You have a lot of retirees who their whole life paid off the mortgage on their house. So they're now 68 years old with no mortgage, a house worth $500,000. They can't get that money. That money, no bank's going to loan them that money when they have no job. And they don't care about the equity they have. The only people that are going to loan money to those kind of people are the sharks that's going to end up for $5,000 or $8,000 or $10,000 worth of debt, own that property and evict you. And the number one people that do that is government. Your local town governments, they purposely make sure that their property tax, you don't own property. If you really want to be honest, you're just renting from the local town you're in. You might own a $500,000 house free and clear. You think you own it? Don't pay your $1,200 a year property tax and see what happens to that house you think you own. You're going to find out you rented it this whole time from your local township or city, and that you miss maybe 2, maybe 3 years of tax payments because you're maybe an elderly senior citizen who has no income at all but Social Security, which is going right out to buy food and medicine. And because the free Medicare is a joke, it's not free, you got to pay into it. And then you get at the end of the year, your drug bills just absolutely amount to a lot of money for most of these people who don't know how to plan ahead. And the government, the local towns, with their friends who are the people who buy up these houses go up for auction. And I've seen cases, and I think you all have, where houses go up for auction where a $5,000 or $6,000 tax property bill, and it's maybe a $300,000 house, and on the court steps, somebody who's in the know, you know, he's got somebody in that town hall that's feeding him all the good properties that's going up for auction. They go buy it for $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. They pay off that tax, and they own the property. And they evict these old people who end up, who knows where they end up, but they're not ending up well. And that $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000 equity they thought they had in that house because they played the game the way the government told you to play the game, they lose their house. And it happens constantly. It's a game to steal the money from the middle class and give it to the rich people of this country. I'm not a communist. I don't believe in communism, but I also do not believe in governments stealing. That's part of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not steal. Well, the biggest thief in your life is the government, the federal government, the state government, and local governments. And local governments are pretty bad because you don't pay your income tax. As long as you don't cheat about not filing, you don't go to jail. You owe the money. And maybe if you don't have anything, there's nothing they can do to you. But don't pay your property tax on your home. You're going to lose it. And that is one of the scams. Here's another scam. People, they're old, they're on Medicare, and they're on Social Security. They get very sick. They have a hospitalization, and they own a house worth $500,000. And they come up in the hospital, and Medicare pays all of their bills, all but maybe they have a good Medicare bill paying thing, right? And they have a good insurance behind it. And so let's say they have a $200,000 operation, which is very possible. and the insurance company, Medicare, pays $180,000 of it. You might be stuck with $10,000 of it if that's your deductible and you're quite well off. You think you are. You pay the $10,000 and then you die the next year. Well, guess what? Guess what the people who inherit that house discover? They discover that Medicare wants their $180,000 back because you didn't live long enough for them to steal it in any other way. So they make you sell the house and they take $180,000 off the top in order to pay the Medicare bill. Did you know that? I know Bernie Sanders doesn't tell you that. Communist lefty Democrats don't tell you that. And even dishonest Republicans, I call them rhinos because they want to be Democrats, don't tell you that. But it's stealing your money, and that's what's going on. And the people of this country, many people are starting to lose their work ethic because of it. They just work and work and work, but they can't get ahead. And you think if you constantly have a dog and you force that dog to run after a stick over and over again. How many people do this? But every time you come back, you give that dog a treat. You throw that stick again, that dog's going to run after that treat, that stick, and come back and you give it a dog treat. You do it again, the dog gives you a dog treat. Then you stop giving it a dog treat. Well, it's going to run after that thing about 10, maybe 15 times, thinking they're going to get ahead and get that dog treat. But if you stop giving it to them, guess what happens? You throw that stick, the dog looks at the stick and says, screw you, buddy, I'm going to go lay down here in the shade. That's what's happening to workers in America. Can you blame the younger people? You know, I sit here and ridicule them. I'm an employer and I can't find good help, mostly. And what few good ones you have, you want to make sure you certainly don't lose them because they're few and far in between. But what happens to these workers is they work hard. They work 20, 30, 40 hours a week. Most of them work 40, 60, 80 hours a week, and sometimes two jobs. I know people with three jobs. And guess what happens? They are more broke at the end of each year than they were the year before. And they go deeper and deeper in trouble. And this is the little scam that I think more and more lower to middle class Americans have learned. And this is a danger. And I'm going to play another thing about this in a second. But let me tell you what that danger is. They start thinking, you know what? I'm going to put everything on my credit card. I'm going to max out my credit card like you can't believe. My house is mortgaged to the hilt. I'm still a working guy. I was able to get a second and sometimes even a third mortgage. So my $225,000 house, I have $195,000 worth of mortgage payments to make each month, first, second, and third. My house basically is untouchable in any bankruptcy because of the fact nobody's going to pay off that debt for that house. They're probably not going to be able to sell and make $10,000 profit. Nobody's going to do that. So they get their credit cards maxed. And after they max their credit cards, they pay only minimums for a while. And they keep living in debt. And that's why Americans have a $1.3 trillion credit card debt. And then finally comes the day, the credit card payment's now 60 days old, 90 days old, 120 days old. The banks start calling them and they start saying to the banker, I don't have the money. And the banker says, well, you're going to have to pay or we're going to lever your pay. And you say, well, then I'm just not going to work. How's that? And then you go and you declare bankruptcy. Now the banks can't even call you anymore. Now they can't levy against your income if you have any smart bankruptcy lawyer at all. You keep what you have, basically, if your car, if you need to go to work or whatever you have, and you game the system back by declaring bankruptcy. Who loses, of course, is the people who pay their credit card bills, the people who pay off their debt, and they get screwed when all of a sudden they have a 800 credit score, and yet their interest on their credit card, if they want to have an interest for a month or two, is 29.9%. They're paying off the deadbeat's mortgages. And that's what's going on. When I come back, I'm going to wrap this show up, and I'm going to show you This is also happening with our government. Bob Barney for The Plain Truth. The Plain Truth is the place to go to. Our message board, Your Health Today, these podcasts, and of course the page of The Plain Truth. When you click on plaintruth.com, there's a whole list of articles and stories and news things that we put up every day on the main page of The Plain Truth. You can write comments to that. Most people really go to 3/4 of our hits every day is to our message board. And there is a reason for that message board. You can find almost any topic you've ever thought of in that search engine, and you'll find a string of messages about that same topic. You want to look up what happened in 2006 when George Bush did this? Most likely you put in the name George Bush in that message board, you're going to get stories about George Bush that you never knew was, you forgot about, but our message board has it. And that's very popular. Of course, there's Your Health Today. We keep talking about that because it helps you keep alive and stay alive. That's theplaintruth.com. Please go there every day. So what I want to finish up here is a little thing by why you're still broke, even when you have a good job. And this is something, again, off the internet, and I want to play a little...
Most Americans still think poverty looks obvious. They picture somebody standing on a street corner holding a sign. Somebody disconnected from work, disconnected from society, visibly falling apart. But tonight, somewhere in America, a woman is brushing her teeth in the front seat of a minivan before covering the windows with towels so nobody notices she is sleeping inside. Tomorrow morning, she will wake up before sunrise, change clothes in a gas station bathroom, buy the cheapest coffee she can find, and go to work like nothing is wrong. Her coworkers may never realize she does not have a home. Her boss may never know she spent the night in a parking lot praying security would not knock on the glass. And the most uncomfortable part of this story is that she is not unusual anymore. Across the United States, millions of people are now living in a condition economists increasingly describe as hidden poverty. They have jobs. They have phones. Many even look financially normal from the outside. But behind closed doors, or sometimes behind fogged-up car windows, entire lives are balancing on the edge of collapse. The old image of poverty in America no longer matches reality. The fastest-growing financial crisis in the country is happening quietly, inside working households, among people who did exactly what they were told would protect them. Get a job. Work hard. Stay responsible. For a growing number of Americans, none of that is enough anymore. And the numbers behind this are staggering. Roughly 40% of Americans say they would struggle to cover an unexpected $400 expense without borrowing money, using credit, or selling something they own. That is not a fringe statistic. That is nearly half the country living with almost no financial margin for error at all. A dead battery, a medical copay, a missed shift at work. For millions of households, the difference between stability and disaster is now smaller than a grocery bill. What makes this crisis so difficult to see is that collapse in America rarely happens all at once anymore. It happens silently, through chains of tiny financial failures that build on each other with terrifying speed. A worker gets sick and loses a few hours of pay. The rent payment comes up short. A late fee gets added. The utility bill gets pushed back another week. The power gets shut off. Missing work becomes easier. Getting fired becomes more likely. Within a month, someone who looked completely stable can suddenly find themselves sleeping in a car wondering how their entire life unraveled so fast. And while politicians continue arguing about the economy in abstract terms, millions of Americans are living inside a reality the official numbers barely capture. Because the truth is, a huge portion of modern poverty is almost invisible.
And that's the problem. Poverty today is not like the 1930s, the 1960s, or even the 1990s. Poverty today is amongst working people. They work at Walmart. They work in Amazon warehouses, but they don't make enough money. Walmart helps them, I said in the beginning of this show, with food stamps, but they're going deeper and deeper in debt, and it's all a plan because our government is our enemy. Our government is in cahoots with the billionaires, who are never satisfied with their wealth. They always want a little bit more. And guess what? Sometimes the wealth they get is from you by foreclosing on your home if you had one, or just simply taking away everything you ever worked for and then enslaving you in one of their sweatshops called Walmart or Amazon warehouses. And that's the plain truth. And then what happens after you're gone, that they've just replaced you with somebody else and you're out in the streets. Or this is a reality in America today. And I don't care if you believe in the Republican Party or the Democrat Party. Both parties is robbing you and they're lying to you. Just like your churches are lying to you about who the real Jesus is. We talk about that in this show all the time, too. That's other shows. But I'm just pointing out to you, this is a scam that's going on. And more Americans and people like myself who employ and want to employ good employees are having a hard time finding younger Americans, especially, who they themselves are convinced, one, they will never collect their Social Security, two, they will never get their Medicare expenses paid for. It will go broke. If you're 30 or 40 years old, you're going to think that's going to go broke before you ever get there, and it probably will. And number three, why should I work like this when Joe Slob across the street is living in a government-paid house with his electricity paid by the government, with his food paid by the government, everything he needs paid by the government? He's then free to get in the underground economy and always have a little bit of cash on hand, lives better than I do, doesn't work. And why shouldn't I do the same? And young people have lost faith in this country. That's why they're turning to leftist communist, you know, Mondami or that woman in Seattle or these people in Maine. These people, the Democrat Party they're putting up right now are full-blown communists. And people say, why are people being so stupid in supporting them? Because the younger people especially, and many middle-class older people who are seeing their wealth disappear, they're starting to feel like giving up. And when you give up, why should I bother going to work? And if you don't think that is hurting this country and is putting this country in poverty, then I got a story for you. It's what's happening, if you want to believe it or not. And this president's administration, who surrounded himself with billionaires, are not helping the situation at all. You are being robbed. You know you're being robbed. Everybody in the middle class knows there's a problem, and they know they're being screwed, and they're paying all the bills. And here's the final clinch of this whole deal. Our government is acting just like the average 20-something-year-old who no longer wants to work and put everything on their credit card if they were lucky to get one, and not worrying about the future. So what does our government do? Their credit card is the federal debt. They can print money and whatever they got to do, but someday they're going to have to do, and that is 540,000 Americans last year in 2025 filed for personal bankruptcy and walk away from their debts. I know of people before they file bankruptcy, they go out with their credit cards, they buy brand new color TV sets, they buy all kinds of goodies, jewelry, you name it, because they know they're never gonna have to pay for it. They hide it from the bankruptcy court and they say, screw the government and screw everybody else because they've screwed me. That is what this country is gonna do with its national debt. Mark my words, we're gonna try to do a national bankruptcy and screw the countries that we owe the money to. And that's why these countries like China and England and Saudi Arabia and a lot of European countries are selling our T-bonds now. They're selling our debt and buying gold. Why is that? Because they see what the plan of America is. Just like its people going bankrupt, they're going to go on a national bankruptcy, and that's probably going to lead to a world war. And it's probably going to lead to a lot of you dying because of it. This is what's going on. We got to go to God, my friends. We got to go to God and pray, and we have to get leaders who believe in God, number one, and not just say they do. A lot of Republicans out there, they spout God all the time, and then they go back with their mistresses or their queer boyfriends or whatever it's going to be and live their life. That's not what's got to be done in this country. We have a very little time left, and so does this show, but we have very little time left, and I'm afraid we're going down the sinkhole really quickly. And the young people are leading the way because they've given up hope. This is Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today. Thank you for listening. Till tomorrow. Bye-bye.